بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. This topic, entitled The Goodness and Necessity of Islam, is based upon a lecture which one of the great scholars of our times, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah, gave in the year 1418 after Hijra. And in his introduction, he rahimahullah asserted the importance of talking about this matter, and that he divided his talk into two parts. First part talking about the goodness of Islam, and the second part about man's need for Islam. As to the first part, which deals with the goodness and superiority of qualities of Islam, that it is known to the Muslims and to everyone who may have the slightest knowledge concerning the previous eras, that Allah Jalla wa Ala, most magnificent and most high, sent the messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam, sent them with the religion of Islam. From the first of them, Nuh, to the final and last one, Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Rather, our father Adam alayhi salam was upon Islam, and the generations that came after him were also on Islam, until shirk, ascribing partners to Allah in worship, occurred amongst the people of Nuh. So all the prophets and messengers were all on Islam. And from Adam, our father, to Nuh, all were on Islam until shirk occurred in the people of Nuh, when some turned to the worship of righteous men, which Allah mentioned their names in the Quran: Wad, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. These were righteous men who, after their death, people began to ascribe worship to them besides Allah. So Allah the Most High sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people when this grave matter of shirk occurred. And Nuh was the first messenger to the people on the earth, as came in the authentic narrations from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all the messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam Allah sent them with Islam. As Allah asserted in the Quran in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 19. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Verily, the religion, the deen accepted to Allah is Islam. Or truly, the religion with Allah is Islam. So Allah made it clear that the religion with Him is Islam, and that there is no other religion accepted to Him. This is further asserted in another verse in the Quran. قال جل وعلا, Allah most magnificent and most high says in Surah Al-Imran in the same chapter, verse 85, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be one of the losers. So Allah Azza wa Jal, most mighty and most magnificent, made it clear that all the roads are blocked except this road, the road of Islam. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the most high, made it also clear that Islam is the path that leads to Him, the Most High, and that anyone who comes through that path is accepted, and anyone who comes from a path other than this path will be rejected. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, stated in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 3, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as our religion. So he addressed this nation on the tongue of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this religion has been perfected, and that he, Allah, completed his favor and chose Islam to be the religion accepted to him. So therefore, the deen, the religion of Islam, is the religion of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the deen of this ummah, as it is the religion of all the previous prophets and messengers, all of them alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he supported this by his saying in Surah Ash-Shura 42:13, شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. He, Allah, has ordained for you the same religion, Islam, which He ordained for Noah, and that which He have inspired in you, and that which we ordained for Abraham, Musa, Moses, and Isa, Jesus, saying, you should establish the religion, meaning to do what it orders you to do practically, and make no divisions in it, in the religion. Intolerable for the mushriks, the polytheists, the pagans, the disbelievers in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah and in His Messenger is that to which you all, you call them. Allah chooses for Himself whom He wills and judges unto Himself who turns to Him in repentance and in obedience. So He addressed this Ummah, this nation, that He has ordained for it from the deen, from the religion, that which He had ordained for Noah and that which He had inspired in you, O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam. For Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah the Most Magnificent and Most High, ordained for this Ummah what He ordained for Noah, from what? From establishing Islam and being upright on it and united on it. And this also was ordained to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the same thing as in the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3 verse 103, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and hold fast all of you together to the rope of Allah, to this Quran, and be not divided amongst yourselves. So therefore it's clear that Allah ordained for us what He had ordained for the prophets of the past and the messengers of those who came before. قال الله عز وجل, Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verses 130 to 132, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim, of Abraham, except him who fools himself. Truly we chose him in this world, and verily in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. When his Lord said to him, submit, he said, I have submitted myself to the Lord of all that exists. And this submission to Allah in Islam was enjoined by Ibrahim upon his sons and by Yaqub, saying, O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion, then die not except in the faith of Islam. So this verse made it clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Islam for Ibrahim and for his offspring, and with Yaqub and his offspring. And this also was mentioned concerning Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, as in Surah Yunus chapter 10 verse 72, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Yunus, Jonah, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I have been commanded to be one of the Muslims, those who submit to Allah's will in Islam. And about Musa, Moses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same chapter, chapter 10, verse 84, يا قومي إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. And Musa, Moses said, O my people, if you have believed in Allah, then put your trust in Him if you are Muslims, those who submit to Allah in Islam. And he said about Balqis, the queen of Yemen in her times, at the time of Solomon, alayhi salam, as in Surah Al-Nahl 27, verse 44, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. She said, My Lord, verily I have wronged myself and I submit in Islam together with Sulaiman, Solomon, to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, of all that exists. These verses make it clear, makes it clear or make it clear that Islam is the religion of the prophets, all the prophets, and of all the messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam, and that it is the true religion of Allah. None else other than Islam constitutes to be the true religion, and Allah does not accept from anyone a religion other than the religion which He commanded the messengers to establish. What is the reality of this religion? The reality of this religion is to manifest the Tawheed, to single Allah alone in His kingdom, in His running of affairs, in His actions, in His worship, in His names and attributes, as the only true and unique God who deserves to be worshipped alone, and who is qualified with all the magnificent and most perfect names and attributes, and to accept His legislations, and to call for His way, and to be upright on that, and to unite on that, and not to be split into sects. This is the deen which Allah, the religion which Allah commanded us to establish, and which He commanded the messengers and those after them to establish. The establishment of the deen of the religion means to accept it, and to abide by it, and to manifest it, and to call for it, and to follow it, and to be firm on it, and to be united on that by saying, by actions, and by creed, and not to divide about this. This is the way for the true unity of the Muslims' world, and this is the way for their strength, and this is where their enemies may fear them. This is the way that the messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam, were upon. All were commanded to establish the deen and not to divide concerning it. So we, from this, we know that all the messengers, alayhi salatu wassalam, all were sent with Islam, and all called for Islam, and all were on the religion of Islam, and all were commanded to establish Islam, make it manifest, calling for it, being upright on it, with knowledge, with action, and with creed, and united on it. And that is by believing in Allah as the only true God worthy of worship, and in His angels, and His books, and His messengers, and the last day, and in the pre-decree, it's good and it's bad, and to accept what the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the trustworthy, to accept what he brought regarding the religion, and to establish it in accordance with the way he did. In this way, when we do that, the numbers of people entering the deen will increase, and they will magnify the matter of the deen, and they will come to know that it is fitting for every time, and that it is the true religion. Whoever holds to it will achieve success, and will achieve and attain might and honor and strength and unity. The deen of Nuh, the religion of Nuh, and of Hud, and of Salih, and those prophets after them, is al-Islam, aqidatan wa sharia, aqidah in creed, and in sharia, in legislation. And the creed is, al-aqidah here, the creed is to believe in Allah, and His messenger sent, and the messenger which He sent at every time with respect to His nation. And this is the Islam which Allah sends him with, and to believe in what the messenger brings, and to single Allah alone in worship, and to submit to His legislations, and to unite on the deen by sayings, by actions, by creed. For each prophet there is a sharia, and for each rasul, messenger, there is a sharia, legislation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 48, لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. That is because لِكُلٍ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And we have sent down to you in the book, in truth, confirming the scripture that has came before it. And to each among you we have prescribed a law and a clear way. And to each among you we have prescribed a law and a clear way. And this is because the conditions and situations of people differ, and their degree of bearing the responsibilities differ, and their understandings of the objectives differ. It is not that the intellect of people at all times were on equivalent levels. Similarly, their situations, their conditions, their rank also differ. They were not on the same level. Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah the most magnificent, the most high, is the one who has the perfect knowledge concerning the conditions of his slaves. And he is the all acquainted with the degree of their abilities. And he is the all knowing regarding their acceptance of the truth and of the conditions of their intellect. And he, subhanahu, sends the messengers at various times and in for each community in the manner that fits that time and fits these respective nations. Because this is what is most fitting to Allah's wisdom and His knowledge and His mercy and His benevolence. The people of Noah did not have the same intellect and forbearance and acceptance of what the messenger brings them as, for example, the nation of Musa, of Moses, alayhim as-salam. So there are great, great differences regarding their times, their intellects, their languages, their habits, and so forth. So it is obvious then that it is from the wisdom of Allah, the most mighty and most magnificent, that the laws and the legislations were diversified and different. However, the principle in origin, there is unification. Upon what? Upon worshipping Allah alone, singling Him alone as the true God worthy of being worshipped, and believing in Him and believing in His messengers, believing in His angels, believing in the last day, believing in the books, believing in the Qadr, the pre-decree, believing in the establishment of the deen and establishment of the legislations, and following the messenger when it comes to its nation, when the messenger comes to his respective nation. This is a matter in agreement between all the messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and these are foundations upon which they were united, and they called for, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that explicitly stated in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And verily we have sent among every nation a messenger proclaiming, worship Allah alone and avoid tagut. Tagut means all forms of false deities. This is their unified call, calling people to worship Allah, directing themselves to Him, unifying the worship to him and none and not to anyone besides him in all of their types of worship, from fasting, from salah, from prayers and so forth. قال الله تعالى, in this respect Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya 21 verse 25, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. And we did not send any messenger before you, but we inspired him saying, لا إله إلا أنا, none has the right to be worshipped but me, so worship me alone and none else. وقال عز وجل in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3 verses 81 and 82, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ قال أقررتم ما أخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين فمن تولى بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون. And remember when Allah took the covenant of the prophets saying, take whatever I gave you from the book and the wisdom, the understanding of the laws, and afterwards there will come to you a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confirming what is with you. You must then believe in him and help him. Allah said, do you agree to it? And will you take my covenant which I conclude with you? They said, we agree. He, Allah, said, then bear witness, and I am with you among the witnesses for this. Then whoever turns away from this, they are the rebellious, those who turn away from Allah's obedience. وقال عز وجل in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 136, قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. Say, O Muslims, we believe in Allah and that which has been sent down to us and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, to Abraham, to Ishmael, to Ishaq, Isaac, to Jacob, and to Al-Asbat, the 12 tribes, and that which has been the 12 sons, and that which has been given to Musa, to Moses, and Isa, Jesus, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord, we make no distinction between anyone of them, and to him we have submitted, meaning in Islam. This makes it clear that the messengers brought this message we just heard, and that we believe in that, and that we accept that, and that we make no distinction between the messengers regarding these matters. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 285, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. The messenger believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. Each one believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. They say, we make no distinction between one another of his messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the return of all. Unified message between all the messengers. But the laws differ, diversified in accordance with the wisdom of Allah and his knowledge of the conditions of his slaves, and in accordance with the situations of the previous nations for which the messengers were sent, to which the messengers were sent, and their intellect and their capabilities and forbearance of the legislations. It is in some the legislations may make it binding upon a nation that which would be different from another nation. and it could set certain things to be unlawful regarding a nation, while in another nation it may not be the case because of a profound wisdom which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is necessitated by Him being the All-Wise and Him the All-Knowledgeable and Him the All-Able and Him the Perfect in His benevolence and His generosity, most magnificent and most high. There could be severity in some of the laws, and some may involve shackles and chains. The reason could be, from the reasons, the disobedience that may occur in some of these nations, and they are belying the messengers, and they are rejecting of the messengers, or mocking the messengers, or transgression against Allah, and being careless regarding His commands and His prohibitions, so Allah makes it severe. Makes some of His legislation severe because of these reasons. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verses 160 and 161. فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. For the wrongdoing of the Jews, we made unlawful to them certain good foods, which has been lawful to them, and for their hindering many from Allah's way, and their taking of usury, though they were forbidden from taking it, and their devouring of men's substance wrongfully, bribery, etc. And we have prepared for the disbelievers among them a painful torment. So Allah makes it clear that He made certain things unlawful upon the children of Israel from the Jews, which were lawful because of some of their wicked actions, evil actions, which Allah informed them to avoid. And since our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final and last of the prophets and messengers, his Sharia was the most perfect and most complete, because it is the final of all the legislations before, and because it is a legislation for the entire mankind and entire nations until the day of resurrection. Since he was the final prophet and he was the messenger for all creation, from men and jinn, then the wisdom of Allah necessitated that his Sharia be most comprehensive and most perfect and most complete in its fitting to what is beneficial to mankind in their living and in their return to Allah. He, alayhi salatu wassalam, was the final and last messenger, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 40. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any man among you, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last, final end of the prophets. And Allah is over all aware of everything. And the narrations from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are consecutive that he is the final prophet and the end of the prophets. This is a matter, all praise to Allah, this is a matter of consensus and a matter known by necessity from the religion of Islam. And the Muslims are unanimous that whoever claims prophethood after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is a disbeliever, a liar. He will be given a respite. If he repents, then that's it. Otherwise, he is to be killed for his disbelief. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to all mankind, again by consensus, and also the verses in the Quran and the prophetic narrations state that he alayhi salatu wa sallam is a messenger for all, to the Arabs, to the non-Arabs, to the yellow, to the black, to the jinn, to mankind. He is the messenger of Allah to all, since the time Allah has sent him until the time of the hour is established, the day of resurrection, as indicated by the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 158. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Say, O mankind, verily I am sent to you all as the messenger of Allah, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. None has the right to be worshipped except Him. It is He who gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and His Messenger, the Prophet who can neither read nor write, who believes in Allah and His Messenger and His words, the Quran, the Torah, and the Injil, the Gospel, and also Allah's Word, and Allah's word is be, and he was, meaning Jesus, son of Mary, and follow him so that you may be guided. The Torah in its original form was from Allah, and the Injil, the Gospel, in its original form was from Allah. But no longer it continued to be the case, meaning alterations and changes occurred in the Torah and in the Injil until the Quran came and abrogated all these books because of the fact that they contain truth and falsehood. And this cannot stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to be of any relevance after the changes that occurred therein. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it conditional that the guidance is in believing in the messenger and in following him. And therefore, there can be no guidance and no belief for anyone except through following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and abiding by his path after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him as the messenger for all. قال الله عز وجل, Allah the Most High said in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3, verse 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to mankind, if you really love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Allah commanded His Prophet to say to mankind, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, then Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. So it became clear that there is no path to attain the love of Allah and His forgiveness except by following the path of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. قال الله تعالى in Surah Saba 34, verse 28, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. اللهم صل وسلم عليه. And we have not sent you except as a giver of glad tidings and a warner to all mankind. But most of men know not. وقال تعالى in Surah Al-Furqan, verse 1, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed be He, Allah, who sent down the criterion of right and wrong, meaning the Quran, to His slave, that He may be a warner to the alameen. So Allah, the most magnificent, the most high, made it clear that He is a warner to all mankind. It is said that this also means the Quran, and it is said also that this means He, the Messenger, and both are correct. Because He is a warner to mankind, and the Quran is also a warner. And His book, the Quran, is a warner to all creation. The sound, legally responsible from the jinn and mankind. And in the narration reported by Jabir radiallahu anhu in the Sahihain, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة وبعثت إلى الناس عامة. The Prophet used to be sent to his nation, particularly to his nation, and I have been sent to all mankind. And in the narration reported in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, والذي نفسي بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أهل النار. By the one in whose hand is my soul, none of this nation from the Jews and the Christians who dies not believing in that which I have been sent with, except he will be from the dwellers of hellfire, the dwellers of hell. This is a matter known from the religion of Islam by necessity, that he is the messenger of Allah to all, to the Jews, to the Christians, to the Arabs, to the non-Arabs, and to all the offspring of Adam, and to all the jinn, whoever accepts his call and follows his way, then to him shall be deliverance and happiness and the pleasant outcome. And whoever turns away from his path, then disappointment, regret, and hellfire. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. تلك حدود الله ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم. ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين. These are the limits set by Allah. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be admitted to gardens under which rivers flow, to abide therein, and that will be the great success. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty. Then He said, and whosoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and transgresses His limits, He will cast him into the fire to abide therein, and he shall have a disgraceful torment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Al-Hashr 59 verse 7, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And whatsoever the messenger gives you, take it, and whatsoever he forbids you, abstain from it, and fear Allah
Verily Allah is severe in punishment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. All of my ummah, my nation, will be admitted to paradise except the one who refuses. It was said to him, O Messenger of Allah, and who refuses? He said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ. Whoever obeys me will enter paradise. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. And whoever disobeys me, then he has refused. This is because his message is universal, and he is the final end of the prophets and messengers. And that's because, and that's why his sharia, his laws, his legislations are the most perfect, and his ummah is the best of nations, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 110, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. And you are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. Meaning you who believe in Tawheed, in singling Allah alone in worship, and are real followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 3, chapter 5, verse 3, قال الله تعالى اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells here that He has perfected to this nation, to this ummah, its religion. And the previous nations were perfect with respect to the messenger, with respect to what was sent with the messenger to these respective nations and to the people to whom he was sent. A perfection that is fitting and relevant to their conditions and situations. However, with this respect to this nation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected its religion for it comprehensively and made it a religion fitting for all of their conditions and all of their affairs, the rich, the poor, in war, in peace, in severity, at ease, all over the world, and at all times and for all times until the day of resurrection. Inshallah, the Most High, by the will of Allah, we will continue the next part of this topic, the goodness and necessity of Islam, in the next meeting, inshallah. All praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. And may Allah salam and salam be upon our Prophet Muhammad, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. In the next talk, we will begin, inshallah, to talk about the merits and the goodness of this sharia.